Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
You've heard Mark Kay filling in on The Herman Cain Show. Now, he's on every day at 11 a.m. This is The Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Our forefathers determined we have the right to defend ourselves and our family. The Second Amendment guarantees that it shouldn't be up for debate. If the liberals don't want guns, they'd rather beg, beg.
Beg away, liberals, for your guns and whatnot. Hey, what's up? It's the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay, and today's a big day, man. There's going to be a listening session, a meeting at the White House with survivors from Parkland, Florida, survivors from Sandy Hook, survivors from way back in Columbine, 1999. They're going to be all at the White House today to meet with President Donald Trump to discuss guns and bump stocks and laws and, you know, what we can do. Do we need to raise the age limit to 21? Do we need to ban certain types of rifles altogether? I mean, look, if they're having a listening party at the White House, we might as well have a listening party here, too.
There is no reason to own a military-type assault weapon unless you're going to kill someone. So there's no reason to own it. It shouldn't be sold. It shouldn't be available to the public. It should only be available to law enforcement and the military.
All right, so only those assault rifles for law enforcement and the military, because there is a limitation to the Second Amendment, apparently. Or is there?
People aren't being properly trained and evaluated while being trained. You have to pass a driving test in order to get a driver's license. They have to find you mentally stable enough to get behind of a wheel.
What?
The same rule should apply for a gun.
That guy's clearly never been on the Buckman Bridge at rush hour, because there's a lot of mentally unstable people out there driving around on Florida highways. I think you just need to pass the test in parallel park without hitting anything. But, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on this gun control issue. And as it just gets more and more heated, as we get deeper and deeper into it, the divide will get wider and wider. And President Donald Trump jumping on board today to listen to all kinds of various theories and ideas and plans to finally make our schools safer.
Government cannot legislate out an evil heart. We have laws because we're good. You can't create laws to make you good.
That is a deep sentiment, my friend. You cannot make laws to make you good. You know what? I remember what the very first school shooting that really, I think, affected everybody. I mean, the biggest one was back in 1999 with Columbine. I was like a traffic reporter on a radio station in North Carolina. And I remember it was a huge deal. It was a huge story, of course. And there was backlash. I remember there was public outcry, and there was a vitriolic war in the press, in the media, in all the parenting communities. And it was declared on video games. It was declared on video games, not guns, but video games, and not just any video games, specifically violent video games, shooter simulation games, games where you had a gun and you got to blow away whatever came at you. There was one in particular. It was called Doom. That was the big one. Doom was one of the first POV games, as they call it, POV shooters. And I think that's what Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, they were the shooters at Columbine. I believe that was their violent video game of choice. And I believe that was the big one that came under attack. And even though I was much older than that, I was in college at the time, I will be honest with you, I too played Doom. I sat in college. I was on the computer. I played Doom. I probably should have been studying, writing some kind of term paper, trying to find, women to date, whatever. I wasn't. I was playing Doom, and I never, outside of the video game, as far as I know, killed anybody. But the violent video games were the reason for Columbine in 2007. Do you remember Virginia Tech? 32 people killed. 32 people killed on campus. Sung Hoo Choi. That guy, the reasons were almost unknown. It came out that he'd been stalking some female classmates. Do you remember this? And the females shunned him. And they wouldn't give him the time of day. People called him, thought he was a deaf mute. They thought there was something wrong with him. One kid even offered him like $20 one time to speak. He was shunned by girls, turned down by girls. I, too, in college, was shunned by many a girl. I was turned down by many a girl. I know some of you are like, what, Mark K? You know, it couldn't be. It happened. And I never killed anybody. Then we found out it was because he wanted to be famous. Remember that? The Sung Ho Choi videotape and manifesto. And he had this big, huge binder, and he sent videotapes to news agencies. And everybody was prompting the news agencies, do not promote the killer's identity. Do not make him famous. If you make this kid a household name, then everybody else who wants to be famous, which is a lot of people, will just start gunning people down, and it's going to breed even more attacks. We do not want to make another mass murderer infamous. And the news networks ignored the warnings, and Cho became a household name, and everybody saw the pictures of him with the two guns cocked, staring evilly into the camera. Evilly? Yeah, I think that's a word. I want to be a household name too, but I'm not going to kill anybody to do it. I'm not going to, and neither will you, and neither will tons of other people. 2012, Aurora, Colorado, James Holmes. He goes in and he guns down 12 people during a Batman movie. He said he did it was because he was depressed. He literally said, I was depressed, and quote, doing the homicide got me out of depression, end quote. Killing people was his way of taking care of his depression. It made him feel better. And so mental health was the reason. Mental health finally pinpointed as the reason so many of these shooters over and over again attack innocent people over and over again. And now with Parkland, it's the NRA. Oddly enough, it's not guns. Don't be mistaken. No one's out there attacking guns. They attack the NRA and the lawmakers who take donations from the NRA. And I've been watching the news, and I've been watching the president. I've been following on Twitter, and I see everybody attacking the NRA. I see them attacking Republicans. I see them attacking the lawmakers. I've never heard anyone attack the guns. No one's come out against Glock or Smith & Wesson or Remington or Colt or Sig Sauer or Mossberg or any other weapons maker. Nobody's marching on their headquarters. Where are they marching? They're marching on Washington. They're attacking Washington. They're attacking the lawmakers. They're attacking the NRA because the NRA fights for the rights of gun owners. And the NRA works diligently to protect the Second Amendment. They're not even, nobody's even attacking the Founding Fathers. I'm shocked there hasn't been graffiti all over the Washington Monument or any of the memorials. I'm shocked someone hasn't tried to attack the Constitution, tried to break into the National Archives and destroy it, saying the Second Amendment is so bad, let's just rip up the document that's responsible for it. No, but they don't attack the Second Amendment. They attack the people who are sworn to protect it. And you know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is about the NRA is that I went back and I Googled all the mass shootings in America. There's like 130 mass shootings that have happened in this country in the last 60 years. And I looked at the photos, and I looked at the stats, and I tried to get into, you know, why they happen. And one thing that's interesting is that not one of those 160 or so mass shootings was committed by a card-carrying member of the NRA. Not one. Nicholas Cruz was not a member of the NRA. Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, responsible for more gun deaths than any other single person in the United States. Stephen Paddock, not a member of the NRA. James Holmes, Aurora, Colorado, not a member of the NRA. Sung Ho Choi, not a member of the NRA. Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris, not members of the NRA. Yet who's to blame for all the gun violence in the United States? Duh. The NRA. 340-1150. 1045. There's something else that's really interesting about this, too. As these kids all go to Washington, D.C. to march and to petition lawmakers and to meet with the president, there's something else that's very interesting about what we see in these high school shootings. And I'll tell you about that here in just a minute. Plus, we got some of your phone calls and more of your open mics. We're having our own listening session today. We're playing Donald Trump here today. 340-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. More of your phone calls coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
Another few laws on guns will make you feel better. Knock yourself out. If you want to solve the problem, you got to harden the target.
Harden the target. What's up? My name's Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm a pretty hard target myself. I should point out, by the way, after that diatribe, that I, too, am not a member of the NRA, although I'm pretty sure that I voted for several of them. 340-1045 is the number. This is Steve in Jacksonville. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. We're having a little listening session here, much like the president has planned for later today. What's your take? How do we make everybody safer in school?
Well, I was just, you know, I'm hearing about all these things on gun laws and how to, you know, maybe take things away or change things, but I'm not hearing anything on how to prevent future things like this that are not even gun related.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe increasing alerting and monitoring with inside schools, such as, you know, he pulled the fire alarm. There could have been ways to get information on that through security cameras throughout the school to help prevent certain things. But maybe I'm not hearing, you know, listening to everything out there, as well as, you know, there's other things that they could do in the school designs when building schools to help prevent this.
Yeah, I mean, we have security cameras on the T-shirts in the prize closet here at the radio station because we don't want people stealing those. But there's no security cameras on the entrances and the exits. You know, and I know technology is expensive, but not that expensive. And the last time I checked, the government has a whole lot of money. You know, when I went to the convention, there was this little thing. And as you walked into the convention, it was a little gray piece of plastic or whatever. But as you walked into the convention, everyone who walked in there, it scanned your face. And it you know, I guess it scanned it, you know, took your face and it compared it to an entire FBI database of information of known criminals of this and that. And it would have, you know, matches pop up or it would clear you as you were just walking in. So, you know, if there's a record of children at the school, which I assume there is, you know, you take a picture of them, you have facial recognition. I mean, every iPhone right now can recognize your face. You can unlock your iPhone with your face. You can turn your face into a talking poop emoji. You're telling me that we can have everybody walk around with facial recognition software in their pocket that turns themselves into a talking poop emoji, but we can't have facial recognition software at school so an alarm goes off when a former student who's been expelled and may also be mentally crazy has threatened people, who has had the police called to his house 39 times, who the FBI, well, you know, we won't mention that because they didn't seem to care. But, you know, there seems to be a disconnect. You know, get the geniuses at Apple to send a bunch of iPhone 10s to every school in America, set them up at all the doors, and just start scanning people's faces. And if they're not a student, don't let them in. Or sound an alarm, or lock down the school. I guarantee we have the technology for that. I guess somewhere, I mean, we have a Tesla Roadster flying to Mars. You're telling me we can't lock down the school if an unknown assailant walks in? 340-1045, Vincent in Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for calling. What'd you want to say, Vincent?
Well, yet again, here we are arriving at another administration by crisis situation. Hmm. One is too many. But my gosh, look where we are, you know, Sandy Hook. Here we are again. So what are we going to do? It's my two cents that it needs to be a multi-pronged approach. You know, maybe there are things that we need. Everybody needs to turn up their ears a little bit and you know, start talking about some of these people that they may think are on edge. It's a very sad situation that I happen to live in a state that has terrible mental health funding. I guess that's going to change administration by crisis. But so it needs to be. I don't. This is a terrible phrase to use. I can't think of anything else to say. But I don't think there's a magic bullet to solve this. I think it's got to be a multi-pronged approach, like the last caller said.
Yeah.
You know, increase security. start watching some of these kids that are playing these first-person shooter games.
Yeah, Vincent, by the way, hey, thanks for your call, man. By the way, that was probably the most inappropriate phrase you could have picked, but I completely understand where you're coming from, and I know exactly what you meant. And you know what? You bring up an excellent point that I want to get into. Unfortunately, we have to pause. But we will be back. 340-1045 is the number. You can also send us an open mic on the News 104.5 WOKV app. My name is Mark Kay. This is the Mark Kay Show. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
It's truly embarrassing that jewelry stores have more security than our schools. However, you can't legislate away evil.
Jewelry stores have more security than our schools. I mean, that's true, but they've got valuable diamonds inside. Children in school, they're just lumps of coal, and they're being molded into diamonds. But, you know, I digress. 340-1045 is the number. And here in just a second, I'm going to tell you, there's an interesting thing you have to think about when you look at our school systems and how misguided when you look at how misguided the priorities are. But first, let's get to a couple of folks who've been holding very patiently on the phone. Dave from Jacksonville, hi, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing great, man. What did you want to say? We're having our own listening party today, or listening session, just like Donald Trump is going to have later today at the White House regarding gun control and school safety.
Well, you know, I don't know. There's probably 160 schools here in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, the security in these schools is pretty tight. But then again, there's only maybe one security officer to however many schools. But if they, what I'm really getting to is that school that got hit, they had one security guard there, and he was all the way on the other side for 3,200 kids. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. No, it's almost like having nobody in. In fact, it was in that case. It was like having no guards.
Exactly.
And
I didn't know what was going on.
Anybody who secures, anyone who's in security, and thank you so much for calling. I mean, I have a security system at my house, and I don't just have like one sensor on my front door. I've got a sensor on every door. I've got a sensor on every window. I've got a sensor on the garage door. There's sensors all over the place because you need to be everywhere at once. And that's number one. And sure, can we have that many security guards in our schools? Maybe. But people aren't even arguing that now. They're arguing against the NRA. They're arguing against guns and bump stocks and things that have no bearing on how safe our schools are. You know, you need to deny entry to anybody with any kind of weapon to keep the kids safe, not just get rid of some of the weapons. And it's interesting to me, this consistent bombardment on gun owners, on gun ownerships, on the protectors of the Second Amendment. And again, I'm not a member of the NRA. I'm not, you know, trying to just bolster my friends or keep them in business. I don't care. I don't have a membership. I don't give them any money. But what I'm saying is, we force people in this country to buy health insurance. We forced them to buy health insurance or face a financial penalty. What if we flipped it around? What if we forced everybody in this country to own a weapon and to use it responsibly or learn how to use it responsibly? And if they didn't, they had to pay a penalty. There would be a tax penalty if you couldn't prove that you were a responsible gun owner. Because, you know, we're just looking out for you. That's why they want people to have health insurance. Health insurance, we were just looking out for you in times of crisis. Well, what's more of a crisis than somebody walking into your kid's school with a gun and starting to shoot people? You know, we force kids to go to school. Government says you got to go to school or else you're in big trouble. But then when you go to school, we're not going to protect you. What kind of BS is that? You got to go learn about math and science and civics. We force kids to go to health class to learn about their bodies. And then what happens if you have unprotected sex? Okay, so you got to learn all that stuff and you have to go. And if not, we're going to send a truant officer to your house to get you to come to school where we don't have any officers protecting you from gunmen. They have more truant officers investigating kids who are safe at home than they do protecting kids at school. So why not force kids to learn about guns? Why not make ROTC mandatory? Instead of health class, send them to ROTC. So that they can learn not only how to protect themselves, but how to respect weapons, how to use them appropriately, what to do in the case. There was an ROTC hero, the ROTC class at the school in Parkland. And they immediately, as soon as they figured out what was going on, leapt into action. They started dragging students into like the ROTC warehouse or whatever it was. They had bulletproof blankets and they just started throwing the bulletproof blankets on these kids. They had no idea where the bullets were coming from. They had no idea what the gunman would what the gunman's position was. They had no idea if they were in danger. They just leapt into action because they had been trained, because they took ROTC. Why are we not forcing kids to do that? Maybe if you force kids to learn about guns and America and respecting not just our country, but each other, and responsible gun ownership, and why we have a Second Amendment and why it's important, and how you can have a Second Amendment and be a peaceful society. Maybe if we taught that in school, we wouldn't even have people getting expelled in the first place. Why not force them to learn about guns? It's in the Constitution. You force them to learn about everything else. Better yet, what if we just gave guns out at school so that they could protect themselves? You think that idea would fly? Here's a gun law for you. Pass a law that says every kid in public school gets a gun to protect themselves. We give them free condoms so that they don't die from STDs or get pregnant. How often do we hear the argument that they're just kids? Oh, they're going to have sex anyway. They're going to have sex anyway, so they may as well do it safely. We're just going to give them condoms because we want them to protect themselves. We don't want them to die. Well, okay, if we have to give teenagers condoms so they can protect themselves, couldn't the same argument be made for guns? Oh, they're just teenagers. They're going to play violent video games. They're going to get depressed. They're teenagers. It's hormonal. They're going to get shunned by girls. They want to get famous, and they want to, you know, show everybody who laughed at them just how powerful they are. That's going to happen anyway. So great. Give them guns so they can protect themselves if something happens. I mean, I'm just using the free condoms argument. It's the same thing, isn't it? I feel that's our only course of action, right? But that's not what makes people feel better. They want stricter gun laws. They want to get the guns off the street. They want to pass stricter gun laws, make certain guns totally illegal to possess, and that way there won't be a gun problem in the United States, just like they did with drugs. Because that's the same thing they did with drugs. Back in the 80s, drugs were the worst. Drugs were the worst thing in the world. Guns weren't a problem at all. Healthcare wasn't a problem at all. Illegal immigration, okay, that was a little bit of a problem. But guns weren't the problem. Drugs were the problem. Drugs were evil. Drugs were destroying America. They were making it unsafe for our kids to go to school or to the park. It was drugs. Everyone was told, say no to drugs. There was a war on drugs. Hugs, not drugs. And law after law was passed. But the drugs didn't go anywhere. In fact, I think that there were more drugs as a result. I mean, everybody in the 80s and 90s started doing drugs. Police couldn't handle the amount of drug arrests. The prisons were overflowing with drug dealers and people that were charged with possession and using. So they had to minimize the penalties. They basically had to make it a misdemeanor to possess drugs. That's not a war. That's a slap on the wrist. You don't win a war by slapping people on the wrist. And now the dam's totally broken. And we have, what, 8 states that have legalized marijuana? And the District of Columbia, 8 states where you can actually use drugs legally? I think that's right. I lost count. I'll Google it during the next break. There are places in this country where you can get heroin needles for free. And heroin is not legal. But the needles are given out so that drug addicts don't kill each other by sharing them. They give out free needles so drug addicts don't kill each other. Why can't we have guns in schools to keep our kids from doing the same thing? 340-1045. This is Doug in St. Augustine. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, Mark, great discussion. Glad that you took my call.
Okay, oh, absolutely.
I'm going to ask a hypothetical.
Yeah, sure.
Let's say that the state government says to the students, you know what, you're right. We're going to go ahead and we're going to write a law, and we're going to outlaw the AR-15 rifle and rifles like that in the state of Florida so you cannot own or possess.
Okay.
I want your best guess, and this is not a test. This is not a challenge.
Sure.
And then I'm going to comment on your answer. I want you to tell me what entity in the state of Florida is going to go to the homes of every former U.S. Navy SEAL, every former Army Green Beret, every former Army Ranger, and every former Force Recon Marine, and say, you own this, give it up, and you better not resist. Your best answer, please.
I mean, I just hope that they don't recruit me for that. I'm going to be honest with you. Because no, there'd be some kind of drive and they'd need me to host it, and I don't want to get behind that all. That, I mean, look, it is an impossibility for them to track down every single weapon that they would consider dangerous and collect it, number one, legally, and then destroy it. And
do you remember the Bundy Ranch standoff about 3 years ago?
I do.
That was just over federal land.
Yeah.
and people came across the nation, and they were strapped, and they had rifles, and they were looking the agents in the eye and say, don't even think about it.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. There's no way that you can conceivably do what some people are suggesting that you do. And that's a great point. Thanks for bringing that. Could you imagine the poor guy that has to go knock on the Army radio? Excuse me, sir. I'm here from the government. I'm here for your guns. Excuse me. Could you please give me your guns, please? Thank you. Also, what happens when you take someone's guns? Do they get the cash equivalent? Is it a buyback program or is it just a seizure? Because guns ain't cheap, folks. I don't know if you've been to Shooters lately. I don't know if you've perused the Academy Sports gun cabinetry, but we're not talking about something that isn't an investment. You're just going to go in and take these things from people? You've got to at least give them some money back. And where do we get the money for that? I mean, we can't even keep the government open for 2 weeks. You think we've got extra money to buy back all these assault weapons? 340-1045. You guys, what a great conversation. I hope the conversation at the White House later today goes this well. We got time for a couple more of your phone calls. 340-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 1045 WOKV.
Assault rifles were first designed for wars. Our country is in a war against guns, and we need to stop the sale of the assault rifles.
340-1045. This is Hank in Green Cove. Hank, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Fine, Mark. How are you?
Good. What'd you want to say?
Mark, you said something about putting a gun in every home in the United States, and that triggered a thought in my mind.
Mm.
In a little town up in North Georgia called Kennesaw, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
there's a city ordinance that says if you live in the city limits of Kennesaw, you will have a gun in your home.
Right.
And if you'll study towns that are about the same size as Kennesaw, and I believe it's about 150,000.
Yep.
If you'll look at the crime rate in Kennesaw compared to those other towns, you'll find out a big difference in the crime rate in Kennesaw compared to another town the same size. So, with all that said, that do we need guns in every home? And I say, yes, we do.
I mean, I remember there was, you know, and it's interesting the things that people will put in their house, like a security system. Oh, we need a security system. You know, but someone runs right through your security system, and sure, it's loud and it's going off, and the police are maybe on their way. But in the meantime, they have a gun and you don't. But I remember that. I remember that story about that town in Georgia. Thanks for calling. And I believe it was because they just couldn't afford the kinds of police protection that that town needed. They didn't have the budget for it. They didn't want to raise taxes. So they passed a law saying everybody get a gun, take care of your own damn self. And it seems to be working out. It seems to be working out pretty well. And that's really where, I mean, when you look at the Second Amendment, when you go back to it, that's the reason the Second Amendment existed, was because you had a group of colonists who were basically living in the backwoods. And sure, yes, number one, we wanted to make sure that if we ever had
assault rifles.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. If we ever had an opportunity again where the government came in or some kind of dictator tried to come in and tell us what to do with our lives, we would have the ability to overthrow in some kind of military coup d'etat, blah, blah, blah. But also, if the dude down the street is mad because he thinks you stole one of his cows accidentally and he comes at you with a shotgun, you need to have the ability to protect yourself. And that's why the Second Amendment, is in place. You know, and you're right about that. When I graduated high school, we got to go on a trip to Europe like this. It was like the European history trip to, I don't know, whatever. My parents didn't want me around, so they sent me there. And we pulled into Switzerland, and we're standing at this bus, and this other bus pulls, we were on a tour bus, and another tour bus pulls up next to us, and all these kids that were like 18 years old started getting off, and they were dressed in like their regular clothes. They all had Walkman on, and they were all carrying what looked to be like M16 rifles. And I turned to the tour guide. I go, why are all these kids carrying guns? And she said, oh, they're getting back from training. We have mandatory conscription here. They all have to graduate. They have to go serve in the military. They all get to shoot a gun. And I said, everybody gets a gun? She goes, yeah, every teenager here has a gun in their closet. That's why there's no crime. And that's why Switzerland is neutral. Nobody invades Switzerland because every single house has an armed teenager with an M16 rifle. And most importantly, they've been trained to do it. 340-1045. 1045 is the number, but we got to go. Listen, the president is going to be hosting a listening party very similar to this one. Maybe party's not the right word. A listening session later today with all kinds of survivors from all kinds of horrible gun incidents, not just in Parkland, but also from as far back as Columbine and Sandy Hook. And he's going to, you know, he's going to take a stance. He said it's his administration's number one priority right now. So we're going to listen too. While he's listening, we're going to be listening. And we'll talk all about it tomorrow. This is The Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.